future, something that might help the blowers last longer.
John, did you want to speak to him?
What's this last?
He can go over here. You can come over to the other. Mike, let them.
What's this last page? Your last two pages, Cullen and Brown. Is that just another bid, or is that?
That's the original pump. The price of the original pump.
These are the original pumps. Okay.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I'd just like to say that they have looked at the warranty issue on these blowers that's currently failed. It's taken considerable amount of time. The company, what they want to do is they want to do a bring the blowers back to the point of origination from the manufacturer, tear them down, look at it piece by piece, do a forensic study of this blower to find out why it failed. But in the meantime, they're sitting down there with one blower. The blowers are the heartbeat of the wastewater treatment facility. They have to have all three blowers, you know, going down there to have proper operations of the facility. With one blower, it's kind of keeping the plant on life support, but it is going down into dissolved oxygen levels in the plant. So they're correct in stating that they are pursuing this warranty issue to get some sort of satisfaction from this current supplier. But in the meantime, they do need to move forward to purchase this other equipment and get it installed as quickly as they can. The reason coming here today was just to get an assurance from the commission that they may be able to apply for the emergency funding through a funding agreement. That would have a bearing on how they purchase these units, you know, and to what amount the commission would approve. And that's just basically they're looking for that assurance here today before we create the funding agreement and go through all of those practices with attorney review and all of that. Jan, do you have a total cost on with the three units? And mm-hmm. You know, we had done a funding agreement similar with the village of Taneyville back this spring in an emergency situation where they didn't have the funding to pay for the improvements. And I had, in this year's budget, budgeted $50,000 for emergencies should they arise throughout the year. And with the Taneyville issues that we had, we have like $36,000 remaining in that line item. So
I see we have an estimate of 4,200.
And that would be times three.
Mm-hmm.
Plus the 16.
Go ahead,
sorry.
No, go ahead.
Plus the 16,1595.
Correct.
Plus the 2,950.
Yes.
Ozark Environmental Services. Now, they're the ones that are contracted out to maintain and run the plant?
Yes.
Yes.
So is it normal for them to be able to charge an additional $1,625 for a plant that they're supposed to be maintaining?
Yeah, that's... Well, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I don't know. Well, I spoke with them, and this is a special installation.
Whenever... If we were to be running the plant, we'd be charging ourselves $1,625 to install?
Got electricians.
Oh, okay. So well, it's not necessarily them doing the work they'll be bringing in.
And they mm-hmm. said that, you know, this is an estimate.
Yeah, that's worst case scenario. It's time and materials. But their contract with Rockaway Beach is to operate the wastewater facility, and that's to make operational changes to the equipment there, to take samples, do operational duties. This is basically above what they're actually contracted to do. This is actually the removal of equipment, installation of new equipment that I think their contract with Rockaway is anything that's beyond the scope of just normal daily operations is a time and materials part of their contract, which they have an hourly rate for that. And they had figured, I forget the hours, but they had figured worst case scenario on the hours. And if they get it done quicker than that, of course, it would be cheaper, you know, but. But I'd say that they're very capable of doing the work. I mean, they're Class A operators and they're very good at what they do. And if they didn't think they could, if they thought they couldn't do it, they wouldn't offer to do it. I'll put it that way. Yeah.
Brad, have we had I mean, do we have, is it a common thing for these blowers to go out with the, our plants that we have?
Yes, I would say, especially in this case, the plant has to run the aeration 24/7. And I believe they're running two blowers all the time.
Correct.
Three cold, so they're giving one a break periodically. So they're overworked down there.
That's why I was talking about when John came out, we are going to hold a meeting with Russ, myself, John, and Sean about, and Dale, the operator, about doing the aeration on the blowers.
What they'd like to do is they'd like to install some probes in their DO probes that can measure the amount of dissolved oxygen that's currently in the system. And that could control the blowers coming on and off. They actually right now, there's not any system in place that will allow the blowers to shut off at a certain point when they're not really needed and let them rest. So they're just constantly running all the time.
And that's why I was trying to think on the warranty if they were considered they were improperly used by being.
Well, that could be a part of it. That's a good point. Yeah, that's a good point. But they do have to run in order to have sufficient air for the plant. They'd have to run all the time.
And we were in total compliance again now, ever since Ozark has taken over, so over a year now. And the plant was beautiful when mm-hmm. we went out, and we just did a show up.
Yeah.
On Dale, he didn't know we were coming. The plant was perfect, and there was like almost no smell whatsoever. Mm-hmm. Over the sludge plant, so we walked all around it, and it was running beautifully. We just still have some upgrades, which the commission's aware that we're working on.
Yeah, and you've adjusted your rate twice. They're trying to get their financial situation back in order, and the plant is running great. I put their effluent up against anybody's, you know, but this issue happened. Yeah.
Financially, can I say something? And I have no reason to, but I just want you all to be aware. What I heard was that the sales tax would be lowered in. Now we're back asking for more money. They're common to break down. Somewhere or another, it has to be worked into their cost, or they're going to be asking for this again. So, financially, you guys need to be aware of that as you make this decision.
That is what we're looking at, you know. But I, saying all of that, it is essential that these blowers be repaired. And that's the way I understand it right now, they don't have the money to repair them. And the sales tax money is to keep our lakes and our streams clean. And if they're not repaired, I think there's a couple of gentlemen right there already that there's odors coming, and I don't know what they have to do with the plant. They'd have to, I'd ask them to speak to Brad and John. They're the experts in it. I know I'm not, to see what's causing them to get the odors down Jefferson Lane in that area. That goes into the plant.
Mm-hmm.
But saying all of that, they do need to check and get it fixed, whatever's causing it. But the information I've received from John and Brad that deal in this is these blowers are essential for this plant to continue to operate, and Rockaway does not have the money now to do it.
Well,
sir?
I agree with all that. I just feel like that. Looking forward, we need to be looking at how do we solve this problem. We, you know, maybe the sewer department needs to take that utilities over. I don't know how that works, anything like that, but that's a possibility that they may need to look at. They can maintain the system at the cost that they, or that the fees that they bring in, they need to be looking for other options.
I believe that we have a design issue. At the plant, over the aeration that we were visiting about at the plant last week, with the blowers being able to go off and on. Right now, they're running consistently, and that's going to take a change in the way the plant's designed. which is something that we're going to be working on.
While we're in wastewater treatment discussion, I'd like to ask a question of the mayor and the alderman. And do you all want to keep the wastewater treatment facility, or would you consider turning it over to the Taney County Sewer District?
Yeah. Now, at this time, we would like to still keep the sewer treatment plant. Obviously, we've had some changes recently. We've got people now that are keeping a closer eye on the working of it. And as she says, we've done some things, where they said, to adjust the bills so that we can acquire the amount of money that we can get to work back so that we've got our reserve built back up again in case we've got these kind of situations. But at this time, we would like to continue and to keep monitor it so that we've got better communication with the sewer plant and City Hall.
I guess then the question is, why do you want to keep it? Right now it's a financial drain on you guys, is it not?
Pardon me?
Right now it's a financial drain on you, is it not?
It has had some problems. Again, I'm new as mayor, and so a lot of this is new for me. I've not dealt with it. I don't want to go too much into the past with our previous city clerk, but there were things that, I don't say John Johnson. But now with the folks that we have in City Hall, we can keep it so that the communication is just better. And I just believe at this time for Rockaway, once we get through some of the problems that we had, it will be beneficial for us to maintain the sewer plant. As we've now been accepted into Missouri Main Street, and we're in the process of a revitalization program. And through with that revitalization and getting things going again and getting Rockaway back going again, I just at this time feel it would be beneficial for us.
We also have Russ, who worked for Westinghouse all of his life and is a scientist. And also we have Gary Kobus went on the board last night. He lives there. He's right across from the plant. And he's on the SUX board. He was placed on as alderman last night, so he can walk over there in a split second. So we are keeping an eye on the plant on a daily basis. We're out there every day now.
So keep an eye on it, but what does that have to do with the financial burdens that it could cause? Keep an eye on it doesn't pay for $40,000 or $30,000, whatever it's going to be for blowers. And stuff like that's going to, I guess that's my... From
but all of the plants have problems.
I understand.
Everybody comes up here and asks for sales tax money for blowers and lift stations and flow meters and
yes and no. Yes and no. But you've got well, so you say you're talking about not raising, but looking at the rates or looking at the fees that are charged.
And we just recently did raise the rates.
Right.
That was done just a couple of months ago. The rates were raised for the city. And for the towns outside of town that we service, the rates were raised at those also. So there's not really been a chance for that to come in and start making a difference. But over time, that's going to help to replenish that reserve that we need.
Brad and John, to put you guys on the spot, will that fix the issues? Is the rate still going to be enough, or what else needs to be done?
Brad could probably speak more accurately to that than I can, but I feel that there may have to be another rate increase. But Brad, how do you feel?
Yeah, I would agree with that. I believe the rate increase went into effect in April of this year, so I think we're about 6 months in, and the last financial document that I got, which was fiscal year 18, which begins July 1 through September 30th, showed about $39,000 in the red. The regional plant. So the way I understand that from talking to Larry Brown, the city's accountant, is that the city general fund has been picking up that efficiency. Unfortunately, we've had some weird things with the flow into the plant happen this year, which has reduced, it went down, and the plant bill.